What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the channel. In this session, I'm going to be interviewing one of our clients who has been in the Content to Clients Mastermind for just 2 months and had her best ever revenue month, alongside loads and loads of other transformations as well in her personal life. So in this session, I'm speaking to Vicky, who is a copywriter based in the UK. Originally, she was selling her offer to coaches, but we changed a few things around, looked at the offer, looked at the outreach, looked at the engagement strategy as to how we could bring this and start hitting multiple four-figure months for her. And what I've realized, as with most of the clients, is this transformation isn't external. You know, it's nothing too technical. It's all internal. It starts with what we work on a lot in the program, in the mastermind, which is action taking and a can-do mindset. So I'm excited for Vicky to tell you more about her experience, how she's 10x'd her confidence, how she's making more money than ever, and the shift that she's had in her personal life as well. If you'd like to get similar results to Vicky, you can book a chat with me. The link is in the description. It's completely free. But without further ado, I'd like to welcome Vicky to the channel. This is her story with us so far. Hey, Vicky, how are you doing?
I'm really well. Thank you. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's been a good week, really good week inside the program.
Yes, definitely.
And I want to say thank you for jumping on and taking the time out, because I know you're mega busy.
Yeah, I am. Thanks to you.
Well, you've had your best revenue month ever, which I'm really, really impressed with the way that you've come in. You've handled everything and, you know, joy to work with in terms of taking things on board and just execution and taking action, which is obviously what we're all about. So do you want to do a bit of an intro and talk about yourself and your services?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so I'm Vicky Henley. My business is called Adminspiration, and I'm a copywriter, and I aim to make all my copy perfectly purposeful. That's like my mantra. And I work with agency owners, small businesses, SMEs, and solopreneurs. And I basically make sure that everything they put out there is perfectly purposeful, because that's what I'm all about. And I do SEO blogs, I do website copy, I do increasingly more and more social copy, which is one of the things that we've been talking about as part of my kind of revamped offer, especially on LinkedIn. And yeah, all sorts of things, and loads of things are happening now, which sort of were not happening before, which is incredible. So yeah, thank you to you, because you've just kind of made me think differently and like see the bigger picture, whereas before I was very much kind of just muddling along on my own.
Well, I think it's tough, isn't it? You launch your own business. I know you've got an interesting story, because you know you're a mum, you've got a partner, and also you quit your job and tried to go this alone, which in itself, you know, deserves massive applause. I think, you know, it's a big step for people to take, and you did it, and you were sustaining, as you say, but there's always room for improvement. And I think that shift in thinking, sorry, I'm just going to shut my email off, that shift in thinking is needed, isn't it? It's
definitely. I was kind of I went back from maternity leave to a job just as sort of COVID hit the world and everything changed. And then I decided, right, this isn't the job that I wanted. Unfortunately, I love the people, but what I was doing wasn't so kind of like inspiring me anymore. So I quit that, and I was like, right, okay, now I need to make it work, really. I need to just make things happen. I've got a little one to kind of provide for. My partner was amazing. He was so supportive. He was just like, yes, this is, it's your time now to kind of step in and do what you really want to do. And I just kind of went with it from there. But it wasn't ever supposed to be a proper job. It was just supposed to be something kind of like pocket money, if you like just like for the fun stuff. And then kind of over time it kind of took off, and I was like, oh my god, this is actually a real business. Like, it kind of just just happened by accident. And yeah, I kind of reached that point where I was like, right, I've never run a business before. I've always been employed. I don't really know how to like take this forward, how to grow it, how to scale it. And I just kind of like, before that, I was just kind of muddling along, just making it up as I went along, and it was working, but I knew that I needed to invest in my own development, but also in the processes, the systems, and the kind of bigger picture thinking that was missing before. So yeah, and I'm in month two.
Yeah, month two.
It's already,
Yeah,
it's already changing everything.
Amazing. Yeah. And I think just to touch on what you said before about, you know, the opportunities that you start to see when you do invest in yourself open up massively, don't they? But what I wanted to touch on was how that affected home life, because I know a lot of people watching have probably got a partner. A lot of them, you know, if they're serious about business, are probably a bit slightly older. They're not young pups anymore. Like, not saying that we're too old just yet, but
we're old timers.
as soon as you get to a certain age, it increases the chance of that you're gonna have a little one as well. Once you settle down, for most people. So how do you find running this business around having a partner and a son? Because it's demanding.
Great question. It varies every week. it's very much a process. But I was in a position where we had bills to pay and we didn't have enough income to cover it. So I needed to make it work. So when I set my mind to something, I'm like, right, this is going to happen. I just need to make sure that it, you know, like how I'm going to get there is part of the process. But I have more freedom now because I completely control my time. Apart from, you know, client deadlines and things, but I set those boundaries and I make sure that I'm more available in a way, because when I was working my 9-to-5, my time was controlled, but also how I was spending it was controlled, and I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. So although I was working from home and I had a toddler in the house, kind of running around with daddy, kind of looking after him, I couldn't be available to him. I couldn't be mom. I had to be on this, I don't know, board meeting or whatever. Yeah. So I was finding that a lot of, although I was there, I wasn't ever really present. And I find that it's very different now because I can schedule my time around him. So like I'll work kind of, my days will vary in what I'm doing and when I'm doing it. But I'm mum first, and that's such an important thing for me to be mum first, and also like wifey as well. But like definitely the
shoehorn that one in at the end, yeah.
Yeah, oops, I'm watching. Sorry, but yeah, I just feel a lot more intentional with my time. I have more control. I have more stress, not going to lie, at times, particularly because you are everything in a kind of small business, but I absolutely love it. And I feel like I don't ever want to go back to an actual job now. I say an actual job, this is a job, but like, yeah, that control and that kind of, I can do things every day that inspire me. And I've discovered that I am a creative. I can, yeah, I can't get the words out. I love it so much. And if anyone's thinking about doing this, like for themselves, my confidence has gone through the roof. Like I'm a different person than I was when I was in my 9-to-5. I just get on with it now. Whereas I held my back, I held myself back for so long. And now I'm like, I'm ready. I'm there, you know? And it's everyone I know, my friends, my family, and people I meet that knew me before, they're like, you're so different now. You're so confident. And you're so, you kind of like stepped into your kind of, it's corny, but stepped into your power. And it's like, yeah, I have actually. Yeah, I've look at what I've achieved in a year and a half, and I'm absolutely over the moon. So yeah.
I've noticed it since we first spoke, just in the last two
months. Have you really?
Your confidence has come through like significantly, I think. And you get that through what I think we try to help people do, which is just massive action taking.
Yeah.
Jumping in both feet. Knowing that there's a chance you're going to fail or something will go slightly wrong, because it will anyway. Yeah. And a lot of people wait for this perfection or I'm going to dance around, you know, contacting a few people or whatever it is. If you just set a skeleton together, go out, get feedback. Mm-hmm. We're already talking just 2 months in about how we can now sort of add bolt-ons to your offer and supplement some of the higher ticket with like a medium ticket sort of approach, which I think is really good. But confidence is something I want to touch on, because that's a big thing. Once you take this action, it builds and it turns into confidence, because you've got the experience and you've got the experience for messing it up sometimes as well, which is really, really crucial in terms of learning. So what sort of stages have you gone through then in your mentality? From
my big so I was a faffer before. I was, it's terrible. When we first met via Zoom, we were chatting about lead magnet. And this is before I joined the program, do you remember? Mm. And I've been faffing about with this lead magnet for 6 months. Should I do it? Or how can I do it? Or it's not perfect. Let's not get it out there. Before I even joined the program, after our conversation, you'd kind of sense checked it for me and I'd got it out there. So like, to me, that was a major milestone in kind of my own development, because it was like, this person has got me to do more in kind of, I don't know, it was a couple of chats, wasn't it, that we had, then I've managed to achieve like on my own, just because my own thinking was getting in my way. So that was a huge milestone for me, and seeing people like reacting to that and getting like stuff that I think is second nature, it just stuff I don't even think about anymore, and they're like, oh my god, this is so kind of like mind-blowing, like light bulb moments and things. And that's what my kind of brand is all about, is giving people those kind of light bulb moments. It's something, I've got light bulbs in my logo, like, you know. it was taking that kind of focused action and then seeing the results from it, and I was like, it was like a switch flicked, it was like a complete mindset shift. I was like, okay, action is the way forward. Yeah, so that was a big one. But also it's just being intentional with my time has been a real big one, because before, I shouldn't really say this as a copywriter, because I'm always banging on about strategies and things, but with my own content, I was very much, and conversations, I was very much, right, let's throw some spaghetti at a wall and see what sticks. And I was getting a bit of traction, but nowhere near what I'm getting now. Like on LinkedIn, for example, my impressions on my posts were something like, it was less than 1,000 usually, before, when we first met. Whereas now I'm consistently getting 7,000, 8,000, like huge, huge growth in kind of visibility of posts and the level of engagement. And again, it's seeing those results has been really, it's like something's clicked in my brain, where I'm just like, I'm actually thinking differently now, I'm seeing the bigger picture, and everything I'm doing is purposeful but also impactful, and seeing those results has been really, really powerful for me. So yeah,
amazing. And with that comes the confidence boost that you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
So,
and
go on.
Oh, sorry. In one of our recent group calls, actually, that's something that I want to talk about later on, is the group calls. They're amazing. I love them. But in a recent mindset session with Kaz, we were just talking about talking to our future selves and in her vision vortex. And that was also another really important moment for me, because my kind of message to myself, I'd always written off mindset stuff. It's like, ugh, it's a bit woo for me, but give it a try. And I was like, actually, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Because hearing some of the revelations that came out, hearing them from me rather than from people around me, or like my partner, like he always tells me what I need to hear, but I don't always accept it until I hear it from someone else, which gets me in trouble sometimes. But yeah, hearing it from me was really powerful, and that was another stepping stone as well, because it's that was the main message for me, was kind of embracing your kind of authority and your, you know what you're doing. And yeah, that's like, it was mind-changing. It was really something. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a powerful session. So there were,
it was, and it was people, emotional as well.
Yeah, yeah, people were in tears off that session. So for anyone watching,
good tears,
yeah, amazing tears. Yeah, not anything negative. But for anyone watching, we also have a mindset coach called Kaz who jumps in once a month, and those sessions for me, again, I was the same with regards to mindset, like, I'm not, you know, I'm action all the way, I'm a little bit reserved, but obviously I've known Kaz for a while, and the way she handles herself, and she just pulls out something that just taking action won't necessarily do. So it's like a deeper, more foundational, fundamental level of your being, isn't it? So yeah, definitely. Really, really powerful session. And again, just stuff like that adds to the confidence. And it's like this mix that we try and deliver to people. Yes, we'll put together an offer. Yes, we'll look at a content strategy to market that offer. Yes, we'll help with lead gen tactics and closing and all the systems. But what that brings is the confidence is something you have to do on your own through having all this mix of additives, isn't it?
Definitely. No, it's I can see the difference in myself, and as I said, other people that know me quite well have said, what's going on? Like, this is amazing. Like, you're just more kind of assertive and kind of, no, this is how we're going to do things, rather than before I was very much a people pleaser. So yeah, it's just kind of trusting in my own instincts and kind of pushing forward and saying, actually, having the strength to say, if like, I don't know, with a like client example, if they're like, oh, I don't like this, let's do it this way. And I'm like, well, actually, this is the reasoning why we're doing this way. So I need you to trust me, and then we'll look at the results and see how we go. So yeah, it's been a really valuable exercise just on that front alone, really.
Brilliant. Yeah. I think you get into a stage where you're not scraping around for leads and people mm-hmm. are actually interested in working with you. And then you can be a bit more picky, a little bit more choosy, but also more assertive with people because you're less scared of pissing them off or them leaving or whatever, because you know there are more opportunities out there because you know the strategy to get them. And also, I think is this the biggest investment you've ever made in yourself, joining content to clients? Yeah. So I think when you take that leap and when you push yourself to, you know, put a four-figure investment into something that is, you know, it's a little bit unknown. It's a scary step. I've done it myself. And the first one.
Yeah, it was scary.
Four-figure investment is a scary one. But automatically, once you've paid that money, there's something changes in you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have to now make that money back. Like bare minimum as fast as possible. And again, helps with the assertiveness because you're like, I am now on a mission. I can eliminate all these other distractions that are around me and I'm going. And I think that's, you know, we require as a business, our clients like you to put a lot of trust in what we're saying because we're advising a specific route. And yes, there's every chance that can go wrong, but it's just trusting the process and showing up daily, the consistency as well. So how's that been for you? A complete shift in workload, a shift in an offer in a way, because you were initially, you came to us to sell to other coaches. We advised against it. And we said, go down the agency route. And that is obviously paying off with the first, the second month, being so good. But how have you found some of the things?
I actually found it liberating because it's direction. And like the first 90 minutes, wasn't it? First 90 minute session. Well, and the prep work before that, I found it so useful because I didn't really have an offer before. I was just like, right, hi, I'm Vicky. I write websites and I do this and I do that. Whereas now I'm like, no, actually, this is a bigger thing. Like this is, I've got all these packages that are, specifically for this kind of person. And I just felt it did liberate me from just thinking, right, I'm going to do this for this person and this for this person and this for this person and this for this person, because there was no strategy behind it. And it's also made it scalable, whereas before it wasn't scalable because everything was so bespoke, whereas now I've got this offer in place that is it's obviously tailored to each individual client, but it's something that I can grow. And I know what I'm doing with it. Like, this is what it is, you know? It's not like, it's just been, that's been a real game changer for me as well. Cause it's like, I finally know what I do. It sounds a bit silly if you've never kind of had to do that yourself, but no, the prep work for that and some of the reading suggestions that you gave to me, like the Alex Hormozi book, oh my God, amazing. It's such a game changer for my thinking. And that's another thing that I've done as part of this program is learning the theory behind the action. And that's because I'm obsessed with knowing why things work. It's part of my job. It's like the psychology behind selling and getting people to take action and things like that. It's all part of my work. But the course as well, with all the insights behind everything, like this is why we do things this way. It's all been really interesting and seeing the results already. I mean, I wasn't expecting to get where we are now until maybe the end of the program, but we're on month two and I've had my best ever revenue month, and I've got so many, I've got a pipeline now. I never had a pipeline before. It was always like, right, what am I going to get next? I mean, I had like a couple of retainer clients, but it wasn't enough to cover everything, whereas now I've got enough retainer work to cover all my bills and things, and then prospecting to build that up, which is amazing. So
Yeah, it's turning into quite a success story early on, which is obviously, obviously what we like, which is why we're doing
the rest in, though. You have to put the work in.
Like, yeah, that's
trusting,
it.
Trusting in the process is a big thing. Like, there's no point investing and then resisting. Mm. Like, what's the point? You need to make sure that you, before you invest, that you are in a position to trust the process and just run with it. Because if you're doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you're not going to see the results as quick as if you just go all in. I'm very much a go all in person. Like, when I started my business, I said already, right, I've got no money. I need to make this work now, and it needs to work around. Like, I couldn't go out and get, I could have gone out and got another job, but it would have been difficult to get another job with my childcare stuff and around my partner's working hours and everything. So I've got this amount of time, I need to make this amount of money, and let's go for it. And this is like the extension of that. It's like, but I'm much further on than I was in that. Now it's like, well, this is how much I'd like to earn. I've got enough to get by. This is where I want to go. And my ambition has really kind of come to the fore, whereas before it was always like batted back by anxiety, whereas now it's like, right, let's get this done.
Amazing.
And I love it. I love this new version of me. So yeah,
good. And it's amazing to hear those words, because, you know, we're not just talking a financial win every single month. We're talking about personal transformation. And one strap line I'm toying with is we don't just change businesses, we change lives. Is something that, you know, because I firmly believe it, people in, since they've joined here, I think if you show up, if you commit, if you can put the time in, you will transform your life by doing this. I know I have by just putting the foot down and accelerating. One thing I wanted to ask was, what do you think about our approach within the program that pulls out hopefully what is the best or almost the best version of you?
I really like the way that the program's structured, because I really like the course stuff, because I can just get on with that in my own time, and it's videos and it's interactive, and there's actionable things that I can do, and they'll pretty much instantly show you results. But it's also guidance as well, because that was very much missing for me as a solo entrepreneur, and like as a freelancer, it was just me kind of muddling along, whereas the stuff in the course has kind of given me insights into systems, processes, ways of thinking that I'd never really thought about. The one-to-ones are really useful, because obviously you're like a mentor, consultant, coach, all those things kind of like pushed together. And I also consider you a friend now. I really do. Like, the time we've spent together, like in group calls and one-to-one, like you're probably going to hate me for saying this, because we've talked about it before and I was supposed to be being nice in this interview, but your equal parts a drill sergeant, keeping me on track. Like, right, you said you were going to do this, I'm keeping you accountable, let's go for it. But then also a cheerleader at the same time. When something goes well, you're in there and you're like, yes, this is amazing, celebrating all those wins. And then also the community. I mean, I knew it was group coaching. That's like part of the offer, but I thought it would just be a nice to have as like an add-on. But actually those twice weekly calls where we kind of go through kind of issues that we're facing, and knowing that there are other people doing the same things that I'm doing and they're seeing the results, that's really spurred me on, and it's really brought out kind of a competitive side to my nature. Like one of the other guys on the course, Clayton, on the program, Clayton and Kat as well, particularly two of them, they're just like in the wind channel on Slack. They're just like, oh yeah, another client got this, got 17 million sales calls booked in and all this stuff. That might be a slight exaggeration, but yeah, it's kind of like, well, I need to beat those numbers. I can do that. I want a 10k month, or you know, whatever. And yeah, that's kind of spurred me into action. And yeah, so I want to put all my wins in that channel. And yeah, the weekly mindset challenges and all that kind of stuff has been really, really useful. So I absolutely love the way that it's all put together. And there's a real sense of community in the program as well. Like, I've connected with everybody that's in it. We're all action takers, and we all want like better lives. I know that sounds a bit weird, but we want businesses that work around our lifestyles and push to our strengths. And yeah, I I would like to carry on in the program forever, to be honest. I don't want to like finish after 6 months. I'd love to keep part of that momentum because it's a really valuable part of my kind of weekly routine now.
I feel the same, even from the person that's as the person that's heading it up. Mm-hmm. There's so much value. I think every time people look at, oh, it's group, we have group calls, it's like, yeah, but not like this. It's not a million people with who have to put the hand up and ask a question in the text box on Zoom. Yeah. We have a laugh as well, which is I think really, really important. We make sure we have a laugh. Obviously we get deep as hell. We get into actions and also get into like the reasoning why and how to actually deliver things. So yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I think for me now, at the start of launching this, it wasn't necessarily the community and the group wasn't a big selling point, but for now it's the biggest selling point. It's hard. Yes. It's the hardest thing to sell about the program. Let's look at, well, actually one more question. If someone was on the fence, I've got to ask this question. If someone was on the fence or thinking about joining, I just want to have it in the interview. What would you suggest they consider before moving ahead?
First thing, you have to trust the process. You have to trust it. Don't invest and then resist, because you're wasting your time and your money. Like you have to put the reps in. I would say just do it, to be completely honest. I said this to one of the other guys on the course, because we had a chat before they joined. And I'm on month two. I've made my money back twice. Like, it works. Trust it. And you'll get so much more out of it than you think that you will. Because I came in thinking I would get certain things, like the financial stuff, like that was the goal, was to increase my finances. The mindset work and the community are extras, but they are so important, and I did not realize how important they are until I've experienced it myself and been in it. I go back to it again, 100% trust the process, put the reps in, and you will see results, definitely. Like, I'm living it right now. And as long as I keep going, like, don't go all in right at the start and then like peter out into nothing. Because you see that sometimes, don't you? Like in challenges and stuff, where they're like, yeah, day one, and then by day three they're like gone. You never see them again. if you set aside time to do the work, and you will definitely see the results. I have, and like I said, I'm in month two of six. So yeah, that's my advice, really. Just give it a try. But really go all in, and then you'll see results.
Amazing. Last thing I want to ask, it might end up being a few questions, but where do we go from here? You know, you've kind of achieved the goal that we set on our sales discovery call, whatever you want to call it, which was getting to a certain amount. We're there now.
Yeah.
Where do we go? What do we do? What are you thinking?
What are we thinking? Consistent. 5K months would be amazing, but I want now more.
I knew it was coming.
But my goals have changed. When I came in, it was financial, whereas now it's that kind of personal, stepping into my authority, embracing that, really going all out there, talking to people, maybe doing some speaking. Like, I'd done a masterclass, was in the group, which I've never done before, and I absolutely love doing it. I'd love to do more kind of stuff like that. But the financial goals now I see are not the goal. They are the consequences of that other work. So it's like, it's almost, this sounds very up myself, I apologize, but they're like an aside now. Like, they come with the other stuff.
Yeah,
that's the word, byproduct. I should know the word as a writer, but yeah. that's not the objective anymore. Like, obviously I've got bills to pay and business to run and whatever, but yeah, doing that other stuff and building a brand, really, that's where I am now. And the other stuff will come. So yeah, my whole priorities and mindset have shifted since that sales call. How many, 8 weeks ago or maybe 9 weeks ago, can't remember. And that's incredible to me, like, that my such a change in my kind of way of thinking and way of being could have happened so quickly. Yeah. What do you think? Where do you think I should go from here? World domination or?
I think we need to look at being able to scale your time personally. We've spoken about it a little bit, but I think you hit a certain level, and you know, we always say this at the start when people join. One of the questions or validation questions I ask just before I tell people about the program on a sales call is I ask a very open question. How many hours have you got per day to dedicate to this? And if they come back with anything less than two, I'll say it's not for you, because you need, especially at the start, you need time to just do the grunt work, which
is everything set up,
crafting the content, setting things up and going out and speaking to people and networking. You know, inbound leads don't just turn up. It's the result of you having done something consistently over a certain period of time. Obviously, for some people, it happens faster than others. But you are able at some stage to shift your thinking into more of a business sense rather than a doing sense. And I think you'll hit that point, if not already, very soon. And it's a case of how can we still make sure these lower level, still important, consistent tasks are taken care of, the ones that don't have to be taken care of by you, so you can elevate to that next level. And I think
I'm building a team.
that's what it's got to come to. You know, one of the biggest things I did was hire a VA. And you know, that in itself, it's an investment in yourself, because you are paying for your time back. You are buying back your time for a small amount of money. So you can go and use that time on a more higher leveraged task or tasks. Yeah. So that is something, I know we've talked about it. I'm talking about it in here, but we've talked about it. I think that's next for you, is how do we eliminate some of the tasks that aren't necessarily really, really crucial that you're involved in, and how do we get you on to the next task? So we will, of course, talk about that. I just want to say thank you for jumping on as well. This is the first client interview I've done. I've got a few lined up with some of the people, obviously loads of people, and they're getting amazing results. So I just want to say thank you.
I was really excited to be asked, because it's completely changed the way I think about myself, my business, and how I'm gonna, like, my career. Like, this is my thing now, you know, like, this is how I'm gonna make money for my family and, like, have a great life and invest in my future and all those kinds of things. And as the first ever investment, a proper investment in my business, it's reaped so many good rewards so far, like, so quickly. It's game changing, to be completely honest. Like, I'm so happy that I've decided to just say, you know what, let's go in and hell for leather and just go for it, and like pay that initial investment, which was a scary amount of money, but I was already invested by that point, and we'd had several chats, and I'd kind of consumed your content in various different ways, and I was like, I think this is the person for me. And then just having that initial kind of sales call consultation was like the moment where I was like, this is for me. So I was really chuffed to be asked to do this, because I want more people to feel how I feel now. So
amazing. Thank you so much for your time, Vicky. Those are really, really kind words. And you know what? They mean a lot. They mean a hell of a lot. And just want to fire back at you that, I do feel like we're friends now after such a short space of time. Yay. It's amazing. internet friends.
Yes.
But thank you so much for jumping on. And I will see you on the group calls next week.
Yes, definitely. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right. I'll see you soon.
Bye.